There is a huge chunk of your happiness that you are in control of, and that is where your focus should go. The human brain is such a powerful tool. If you use it wisely, it will work in your favor. Know the algorithm of social media and how your feed refreshes to display the content you like seeing most? Well, our brains most likely do the same. What we think about, we bring about. And if you start focusing on the things you do want and love, your brain's algorithm assumes you want to see more of that, which of course you do. 50% of our happiness is based on genetics and 10% on circumstances, leaving 40% of our happiness in our own control. Your brain grows according to what you feed it. If you keep feeding your body junk food, you cannot expect your health to be at its best. And similarly, brains require a good nutrition in order to perform good health. We are the masters of such decision, and we have the power to make our brains work for us. But how so? It is a simple display of how we can take control of our brain through three effective means. Firstly, don't worry about how you're gonna feel right now, or in a few moments, or how you were feeling in the past. Remember that every day is a new chance to create a healthy space for you to think. Stop dwelling over the past because it is something you cannot change. Stop worrying about the future because you cannot control it either. You stand still in the present, and that is all you can do to live. Live in the moment by ignoring the presence of both past and future, or else you will remain stuck in a loop of trying to analyze the past events and to predict the events that haven't happened yet. Imagine the past as a vase, a flower vase. If it fell down and broke, you cannot repair it. And by that, thinking and analyzing the fact that the vase is broken does not repair it. You can get up right now, right this moment, get yourself some glue and reform the pieces together. That is the present, which allows you to do what you have to better your situation than that of the past. And the consequences of repairing today and the present will have a positive impact on the future, which means the vase will be put together all over again. But overthinking the fact that the vase could break again will not prevent you from doing it, so you can do what you have in hand to keep it safe and far from reach and breakage. And by that, you can act well in the present to reflect the good into the future. But at the same time, you have minimal control over it. This takes us to the realization that the present is the potential we shall invest in. And feeding your brain with positivity and hope will help you get your brain work in your favor. Don't let it drift back to the past or get lost in the future. Stay as you are, where you are, in the present. Another way to get your brain functioning properly is by listening to your thoughts. Observe how they affect the world you see. Keep a diary or a journal for a week and try to note down every thought that gets under your skin. You will notice that a lot of these thoughts are the ones that will change how you perceive things. Then I encourage you to start challenging these words and consider if they are helping or hindering you. If they help you, then carry on. If they hinder you, then decide what you can replace them with. Finally, stop and look around wherever you are and find five things that are beautiful or that could even make you smile. Do this regularly, and it will be like you are giving your brain a healthy snack to add to the overall picture of having a healthy, happy mind. Call these steps above as your joy carrots and feed them to your brain more often until regularly to enjoy a healthy brain that works and performs best just for you.